Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station, on the web at praisedc.com. Well, you've been hearing about it on Facebook, and it's been kind of like the chatter in the gospel community. Vicky Yohe posted on her Facebook account that, hey, I bought a lottery ticket. And then some of the saints and even the aints, they came up against her and said, no, we're not going to support you anymore. So I'm not even going to give my take on it because sometimes I get myself in trouble. But on the phone, I have my sister. I love this woman so much. Vicky Yohe's with us today. She just wants to talk about it. Hey, Vicky, what's up?
Everything's going great. Didn't win the lottery. But you know what? Hey, you know what? It's all kind of funny to me because I probably played that lottery maybe one other time when it was big, maybe few years back. And I spent, let's see, this time I spent $2. I don't have my faith in the lottery. My faith is in Jesus. I don't, I don't play the lottery every week. I don't gamble. I'm not a gambler. I think I probably spent $5 on the lottery my whole life.
So share with us, what was the purpose in buying the lottery ticket?
I thought, you know what? I got a chance to win this lottery. I could bless a lot of people. I would like to build about 15 houses in Uganda, spend about $10-20 million over there. I could bless all the churches I go sing for. Just call us, hey, pastor, what do you owe on your church? Just keep about $1 million for myself and just begin to bless people.
Either way, it's pretty cool to be able to win like a ton of money from the lottery. But it doesn't sound like what you were doing it for was for selfish motives at all.
I got a house. I got a few cars. I'm not cars. I'm not. It wasn't because I want to make myself. I want to get another car, another house. No, that wasn't why. I thought, my goodness, for $2, I waste $2 on. I'm a Diet Coke, unsweet tea, crazy person. I go through the drive-through, spend $2.50, probably sometimes two or three times a day. Yeah, pray for me. I got an addiction. Just pray for me on that. But I'm thinking, my Lord, if I just spend this $2 on the lottery and win that $658 million, what I could do for the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not somebody that's going to preach something and go behind the people's back and do something, do it. I'm not that type of person. I never wasn't raised that way. I'm a real person. So I thought, well, if I'm in line getting that lottery ticket and some people see me, they may think they got something on me. Well, Vicky Yohe was in the line to get that lottery ticket. And you know what I did? I came back and I made a list. I expanded my mind of what I would do. So I started writing preachers' names down. I was people that I heard on Facebook that needed. I did all kinds of stuff every day. I go through all my inboxes and everybody that ever asked me for money. I'm gonna go through it. I'm gonna bless them all. So it was not a selfish thing that I did. I just thought I would just go and do it, and I didn't realize it was such a big deal.
So what would you like to say to the people that just gave you negative pushback?
Some of them probably do some stuff that maybe I wouldn't think was the right to do, but I'm not gonna judge them. That's just between them and God. And if what I did was wrong, I feel like in my spirit that I would have felt like I should have done that. And I'm not promoting people to go play the lottery. I'm not saying do it. I'm not saying it's a thing to do. If you got a problem with gambling, don't you dare go play the lottery. I just said $2. I didn't think it was such a big deal. I mean, I was blown away. I didn't get no cancellations or bookings, but I had some people just say, well, I'm not going to buy your music anymore. I thought, over $2.
We're talking with award-winning gospel recording artist Vicky Yohe about the recent pushback she got on Facebook because of buying a lottery ticket. Vicky, what would you say to people now about this whole matter?
I feel bad, and I apologize to those that I might have offended. Just get off my Facebook page because I'm a real person. If you can't stand somebody that's honest, I'm a very honest person. I put things out there. I just do. If you follow me on Facebook, and just remove yourself if you can't take the real, because I'm a real person. I love God. I love people. I'm real.
Vicky, thank you so much for talking to us today. Really do appreciate it. We love you here in the DMV. And definitely on behalf of everybody here in the DMV, we thank you for your transparency. That really goes a long way, especially in ministry.
I'm excited. You guys, I love the D.C. area. I mean, you guys have been so good to be playing my music, and you guys have been the bomb.
Check back with us here at praisedc.com. You can find out when Vicky Yohe is going to be in town.